Mary had a little lamb,
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The most restrictive abortion bill in the country just passed in Alabama. The state's lawmakers effectively banned abortion, making virtually every single abortion a felony, punishable by 99 years in prison for the doctor. Republican backers pushed the bill forward with one important goal, and that is to overturn the landmark Supreme Court ruling on Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortions nationwide in 1973 and gave women the constitutional right to end a pregnancy.
And the critical takeaway here, this law is designed to force a ruling in the Supreme Court. And with the new makeup of the court, many analysts do believe that Roe is in jeopardy. Of note here, the Alabama law even bans abortions in cases of rape or incest.
Great.
The governor now has 6 days to sign the bill. It is expected that she will.
Democratic State Senator Bobby Singleton voted against the bill and choked back tears on the floor of Alabama's Senate after it was passed.
You just said to my daughter, you don't matter. You don't matter in the state of Alabama. That the state of Alabama don't care nothing about you, baby. I gotta go home and tell her, the state of Alabama don't care nothing about you, baby.
Conservatism is a racket.
It is a racket. And this right here, I don't know, is Alabama trying to eliminate all business? Are they trying to eliminate tourism? I mean, this is just, this is bat crap. This is just nuts, right? You got these other states that are doing these heartbeat bills, like, well, you'll see what they have in common in a brief moment. Kentucky, Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, and just for good measure, the Buckeye State, Ohio. This is what fascism looks like, right? When you look at all the leading causes of fascism, when you look at the 14 telltale signs of a fascist government, we check off every box. One of the things on that list is rampant sexism. This is what these bills are designed to do. It's to pit life givers against, men. Now, I mean, it's coming to Florida. We're next, okay? Florida is next. You got a whole bunch of other states in the queue. South Carolina is next. Florida is next. Missouri, Texas, and West Virginia. Now, look at the map. And if Florida is the dangle, Alabama's the taint. Mississippi's the excretion. You know what I mean? I don't even want to say. But, this is not 1968 Alabama. This is not 1868 Alabama. I don't even know if somebody will have to answer. Is incest and rape even illegal in Alabama? Because I thought Roy Moore made it not illegal. I mean, people will vote for somebody who molests children there. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about this, except to tell you that, you know, they're going to tell you that it's because of the Bible. Okay? And it God is not pro-life. Oh, there, I said it. Can I say it again? God is not pro-life. What makes you think God is pro-life? God kills everything. All the time. I mean, you can't even get through Genesis without the whole freaking world being killed by him. God is not pro-life. Passover, we just celebrated Passover. Anybody? Anybody? What is that? That is having to put animal blood on the top of your door so God will not kill your firstborn son. God is not pro-life. I don't know where they get this idea that God is all about pro-life. First of all, life does not begin at conception. And if it's because of the Bible, I suggest you know, you got this really good tool now where you could control and hit the F key and it will find any word that you wanted to find. I would say go get an online version of the Bible and do control F and search for the word breath. Because God does not believe you are a living soul until he breathes life into your nostrils. And then man became a living being. You know, if you want to quote the Bible, fine with me, but make sure that you're quoting, you know, how God is not pro-life. You cannot tell me that this is, you know, that this is because of the Bible. You can't sell that to me. That is, I'm not buying. You're not going to try and sell that to me, are you? Are you?
A life is a life, and even if it is, its origins are in very difficult situations, that life is still precious. Life is a gift of our Creator, and we must do everything that we can to protect life.
I guess they are. I guess they are going to try and use God. You can't use God. God doesn't, it doesn't work that, let, you know, in the Bible, they say, okay, that if, you know, if your wife cheats on you, talk about, I mean, this isn't even incest or rape, but if your wife commits adultery, okay, in the Bible, you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to kick her in the womb and make her miscarry. That's in the Bible. So please do not use the Bible to tell me that we need to have another 200,000 women die from back alley, you know, procedures, and that you want to arrest her health care provider. They want to arrest the health care provider. Where is the AMA on this? And now they're all about science. Oh, she says, you know, Terry, this Alabama, you know, Senator Terry Collins, I think her name. She's, oh, well, now science tells us that, you know, life does begin at conception. Now science tells, you know, the world is on freaking fire and you hate science. But now all of a sudden, a sonogram makes you Bill Nye. I mean, this is just so, and then you invoke the Bible in the same breath. Here's the punishment in the Bible. The punishment in the Bible, if you cause a woman to miscarry, like if you actually do, if a man does violence to a woman and causes a woman to miscarry, he gets fined in the Bible. He gets fined, you know, for, you know, assaulting a woman. Only if the woman dies does he get the death penalty, which clearly shows you God doesn't think that the fetus is a person. What is wrong with these people? Really, what is wrong with them? John in Ferndale.
Hey, Randy. Hi. I'm just going to let you know I love you, and you're my queen. And just to back you up, in the book of Numbers 5 in the Old Testament, verses 11 to 31, there's a procedure where, of course, it's not the woman's right to choose, but if her husband thinks she's been unfaithful, he could take her to the priest. The priest gives her some nasty, toxic potion made of bark and whatever, and she will have an abortion. So abortion is in the Bible.
It is in the Bible.
As long as a man. As long as a man says. Yeah, Alabama, you know, I just, you know, even in the case of rape, even in the case of incest, now, you know, what are these Judeo-Christian values? What are these values that they have? They are not kind to the stranger.
No.
There was a Texas story about a woman who was a good Samaritan. She's actually like a city prosecutor. She sees a little kid, the age of her son, come out from behind a, you know, a bunch of weeds, and his, you know, they crossed over illegally, and the sister is really sick, and he's like 7 years old, and so she stops. She's getting prosecuted for helping, you know, for being a good Samaritan. Where are these values?
I don't know where their values are. I don't know what book they're reading. I have no idea what they're thinking, doing, reading. I don't think they do read. I think that this was a bunch of men last night. Now, the governor is a woman, and, you know, apparently she's got 6 days to decide, you know. But look at her. I mean, she's absolutely not fertile any longer. So, you know, no sweat off of her brow. But don't feed me the Bible as a pro-life document. That's just crazy.
It's Sharia law.
Yeah, it is. I know. They have so much in common with, you know, with Wahhabist Islam. I don't think that they understand that they crossed over into Wahhabist Islam. Wake up, Alabama. Wake up.